Hello, hello, hello. Folks, let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me. I've been up all night talking to Juan. So if you can hear me, please give me a thumbs up. Can I get a thumbs up real quick, please? Yeah, all right, cool. All right, good. Folks, lots going on with this verdict. And I just want to reiterate that things are going to get bumpy, and everyone's expecting this. It could get really bad, but what they're hoping for is some kind of a fire to be started amongst Trump supporters. And what you need to understand right now more than ever is stay calm. Stay calm. Don't overreact. Understand that Mr. T is working a reverse magic show. Basically, he's exposing the two-tier system. And in doing so, they're going to play their hand to the fullest. So me personally, I'm not psychic. I'm not saying I know what the verdict's going to be, but I'm expecting a guilty verdict. He will appeal this. It will go to the Supreme Court. There's so many methods here that could be used. So we need to understand that a lot of people are going to overreact, and they're looking for a J6 type of scenario to insert with people overreacting. Folks, bear with me just for a second. This is important that I do this. Gut cleanse protocol. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues. According to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, this is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. You guys like this? I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods, and it's far from normal, folks. The good news is you can easily help fix the problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden potential toxin, folks. It's a hidden toxin. So you can go find yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. That's gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. Because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an information video or an informative video to the public for free, folks, for free. And uninterrupted showcasing exactly what food you need to avoid. Get over there and get yourself some gut cleanse. Clean your gut. Do I look tired today? I'm pretty tired. I've been up all night with Juanito. I try, folks. I said, hey, Juan, let's do a 10-minute video. You know, let's make it for YouTube. Let's just hit the points and we'll talk about this verdict and take it from there. And I'll put it on FluffTube. Well, it turned into an hour, and boy, there's just no way I can do it. I can't put it on FluffTube. So folks, you understand. So I got some points that I'm going to, so that's going up today on ninoscorner.tv, and it's pretty extensive, but I wrote down some things here on my phone. Yeah, this is the gut punch. Absolutely, this is the gut punch. I also have, I'm going to air three videos today. This one, the next one is going to be Taiwan Surrounded with the Ghost. That's premiering at 12:30. And then I have Jason Brashears talking about Terrence Howard and Joe Rogan exposed. And really, really going all in on this. And folks, it took a turn for me that I was like, wow. Very revealing stuff. Basically, when I title it Exposed, it is exposed. Terrence Howard and Joe Rogan, the whole episode just really revealed for what it is. And there's way more to it than you can believe. Remember I said there's going to be agitators that are inserted in certain movements? This is a prime example of one of them. And you'll be like, well, how's that? All he's doing is talking about science and the Pythagorean theory and no. Gravity, no. Just listen to what Jason Brashears has to say. It's very, very interesting. That's going to be premiering tonight. So I did a video on the black swan about to spread its wings, and we know that any of us here absolutely know that the wings are spread. It's ready to go. Now, there's so many different situations erupting right now, and that is the world is heating up. We have the war in Ukraine and Russia. We have Israel and Iran. We have the presidents being killed in Iran. We have Taiwan surrounding China, Taiwan surrounded by China. Could we have a silent surrender? So that's what I'm talking about today with the ghost. The ghost is on FluffTube today. Thank you very much, Dave Ryan. I appreciate the super chat, guys. So we have the ghost on talking about Taiwan being surrounded by China. Could we be looking at a silent surrender? I still believe that Memorial Week, this weekend is going to be big. I don't know what. I don't know if Taiwan's going to surrender or what's going to happen. There's delegates down there right now from America. It looks like they're working some kind of stuff on paper. And I'm watching this very closely. And actually, Juanito talks about it on ninoscorner.tv. We talk about it a lot. I finally told him midway through the interview, I'm like, Juan, I can't. This is not for FluffTube. I can't do it. I'm sorry. He gets excited. I've been up all night, folks. Up all night. As you can tell, I look tired. But I still push it through. I got to push it through. Pro-Palestine protests all over the country. Open borders. Millions pouring in from everywhere. I just had the mayor from El Cajon, Bill Wells on from the San Diego, El Cajon County, talking about this, exactly what is happening in San Diego. He is on ninoscorner.tv. He's up there right now. I'm going to put up the Juan video after this, right when I get off here, that's going to go up today. Very important to listen to. You got to stay calm, folks. They're going to be trying to instigate Trump supporters into some kind of chaos. I'm expecting a guilty verdict. Now, will he be arrested? Will he be put in jail? No. If anything like that does happen, it'll be house arrest. He won't be allowed to campaign or whatever. But it'll be appealed, and it will go towards the Supreme Court, from what my understanding. The main objective of this is to give Mr. T a black eye and make him look bad publicly. Let them have their victory dance. They're going to be dancing in the streets, the liberals, shoving it in your face, instigating some kind of division and more polarization. You'll be hearing The View, the ladies on The View talking about it, like justice was served, blah, 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 blah. Not understanding what's really at play here. It's a reverse magic show. What you're watching is a reverse magic trick. What he's doing is he's deprogramming. He's doing like a reverse David Copperfield. He's showing the public the two-tier system. Now pay attention when I say this. He's showing you that if they can do it to him, they'll do it to all of us, which we know they are. I have a doctor friend right now that they went after in Fredericksburg for what happened in 2020 because he was prescribing other things, and they got him. And they went after him for something completely different, but they're making examples out of these people. But what Mr. T is doing is showing you, exposing it to you, so that you understand what's at play here. And basically, this is a reverse magic show, and they don't even know they're helping him. They're helping him do it by committing to these moves. They're exposing themselves, and the best part is that the boomerang is coming. The boomerang's coming. So with all of the situations and scenarios heating up, like open borders, millions pouring in from everywhere, from China, Haiti, all over the place, which I feel that they will be used later or activated, military-aged men, what could set everything off? Well, another type of J6 scenario, which we all know what happened then, is if a guilty verdict comes back, people take to the streets. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Protesting is fine, but you got to understand, they will insert certain things. And I can't say the word here, on FluffTube. You all know that. But so the J6 type of situation could happen again. Just be very careful. Stay calm. I stay home. I do enough on the computer. So mainly they're looking to give Mr. T a black eye. They want to give Mr. T a black eye and all this. It's a dog and pony show. They know it really can't go anywhere. When he starts running in the race, he'll say, he's a convicted felon, whatever. So what he's doing is exposing you to your system. It's a reverse magic show undoing decades and decades of conditioning by the MSM by exposing the corrupt system. You got to expose the corrupt system. But this will be appealed and go to the Supreme Court. It'll head that direction. I was thinking it could be stopped abruptly. That was an option. I'm leaning more towards now him having a guilty verdict. But the most important thing right now is not to fall for the hysteria. Don't give in to the hysteria. Be calm. Understand there's bigger things at play here, and there's a boomerang effect. But first, you got to show everybody how corrupt it is. Can you guys tell I've been up all night? You guys want to hear a funny story? You guys want to hear a funny story? Yeah. You want to hear a funny story? And I'm just going to say it. The one time, well, I think it was just, it was like three interviews ago, I was on with Juanito and I fell asleep, but I had my image on and I put my head down and I fell asleep and I started snoring. And when I was snoring, I snored so loud that it woke me back up. And I was in mid-conversation. I don't even know. I didn't drop the ball. I picked up right where I figured we left off. I don't know. man, things are ever changing. Things are always happening. Things are it's getting crazier, it's getting more intense. So I'm trying to stay on top of it all. I took a little time off, as you can see. I'm staying in a hotel. I just needed to get away with everything that's happening right now in my life. So I've been, you know, everything that's happening right now is, I told you I'd be coming on here and putting some updates, but I need a break. I needed a break. My sister came in town, so she's watching my parents. I finally got some time to just get out of Dodge and relax a little bit. But did Juan notice I was falling asleep? No, I had my video, my profile picture up. I had the video turned off. And I had it on mute, but I was so exhausted. We were doing a show because he's in Japan right now. And we were doing a show. I was in, it was like 4 a.m. for me, 4 in the morning. So in order to get these shows with Juanito right now, I have to stay up late. So, and he's, you know, he's in Japan. Remember, Japan's going to get hit with a financial tidal wave, which could come from Taiwan, I'm guessing. I don't know. Yeah, I need to recharge. So most important point here, folks, is so all the ramifications, all the details, I was trying to put it on YouTube, but it's going to be on I can't make it for FluffTube. I thought it was going to be a 10-minute interview. It turned into an hour, and it's on ninoscorner.tv. But the main points here are to stay calm. This will be appealed. It's don't overreact. And basically, this should head to the Supreme Court. They're just trying to take him out. They're trying to give him a black eye. They're trying to make him look really bad. So I hope that you guys understand this, but please don't overreact. Stay calm. Don't take to the streets. That's what they want you to do. They're hoping this ignites a fire. This ignites a fire. And that they could point their fingers and say, see, they're crazy. See, those MAGA, they're just nuts. They're insane. Don't fall for it. Don't take the bait. That's all I'm here to tell you. Don't take the bait. Ah. yes. You guys like the Jamie Kennedy, the Jamie Kennedy awakening that I did? That's pretty good. He surprised me. I have some other big guests coming on. I'm going to be doing some more entertainment stuff. I don't know. I got a few things coming on that I think, yeah, don't fall for it. That's all I'm here to say. Go to ninoscorner.tv. There's a lot more on there. I have Scott Bennett coming on today. I got a lot of guests coming on today. I got three interviews. I'm working from the hotel room, folks. Get General Flynn on. I've had him on before. I got to reach out to him again. I have Ivan Raiklin on today. I have Ivan Raiklin on today. So he's kind of in with Flynn. So in like Flynn. So all right, folks, I'll see you at the .tv. I'll be uploading those videos there. But just don't take the bait. That's all I'm going to say. Just don't take it. They're hoping like hell. Share this video far and wide. Get the message out there. Do not take the bait. Stay calm. That's all I'm here to tell you. Like, no matter what happens, stay calm, stay calm, stay calm. Stay calm. There's so many, there's still a lot of options at play here. And it's a magic show. It's a magic show. Remember that. He's David Copperfield right now. He's undoing decades and decades of magic that had been put on the American people for a very long time. For a very, very long time. All right, folks. I told you I'd still jump on here and there. I told you I would still will. But all right, folks, I'm out of here. Later.